All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. This is Young Catholics Respond. I am your host, Bill Snyder. And today, this section of the show, we're going to talk to Terry Breen. Terry Breen is a writer and composer who lives in Mundelein, Illinois. After earning his master's degree in journalism from Northwestern University in 1975, he embarked on a career as a journalist, photographer, college English instructor, public speaker, fiction writer, and musician. This last role is the one that is closest to his heart, and he has composed numerous songs and piano pieces, including a CD of piano solos called Piano Prayers, which is featured here on Patchwork Heart Radio. So it's an awesome opportunity for us, and just here to talk to Terry Breen this afternoon. So thank you for joining us, Terry.
Well, thanks very much, Bill. My pleasure.
Yes. So really, you know what? I just want to find out, you know, a little bit about your journey. You have quite an illustrious journey. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, yes. Some people say it doesn't fit together. It doesn't seem to fit together. But to me, it does. I grew up in Ohio, Cleveland. And, of course, that's the rock and roll capital of the U.S., right? And so rock and roll was a big thing to me. I was a real music lover from an early stage, but I didn't really have formal music training. So I always just had fun playing different instruments, guitar, piano, drums, and writing songs with my friends and so forth, but never really thought of myself as a serious musician. Became a writer later because that was something that was more evident to me as a career path. But music has always stayed around in my life in a very mysterious way, and in a way I think that's been very life-affirming for me and for those around me who say they like my music. I'm always surprised when that happens. So it's a centerpiece of my life, and so I always recommend to people, if they have an interest in it, to somehow stay with it. And it's a form, for me, a form of prayer, too. It's a very spiritual place to discover one's, get in touch with one's soul, I think, sure. And to get peaceful.
Yeah, it's an interesting way to connect with your soul. I mean, music is that, and I know your Piano Prayers CD really does that. It really just is something that is simple. I love the simple. Mm-hmm. I love the simpleness mm-hmm. of the music mm-hmm. In it, because there's something that. You know, spirituality, you know, people want to make it theology. They want to make it so complex all the time.
That's right.
And, you know, you have to realize that it's also very, very simple. Your relationship with God is very simple. It's He loves you, you love Him. I mean, it's that simple.
Yes.
You know, what I love about this CD is that there's all these different titles of these songs mm-hmm. that you have for them. And they're almost emotions. You know, mm-hmm. some of them are, mm-hmm. you know, you have mm-hmm. joy and peace mm-hmm. and patience and all mm-hmm. these different emotions of these different songs. And so, yeah, tell me a little bit about maybe how you developed just mm-hmm. this idea mm-hmm. of this album.
Well, these pieces really, some of them stretch way back to my teenage years. We always had a piano in the house, which arrived mysteriously one day. From one of a friend of one of our aunts, one of my aunts, and so it was always there to fool around with. So I always kind of used it as a place to kind of play and just kind of stretch out a little bit. Although my real instrument, serious instrument when I was growing up, was guitar, and so anyway, these pieces really just came out of songs that I had written over the years. I'd always. Ever since, you know, I was real young writing songs. And so about 20 years ago or so, I really started to put together these pieces as instrumental pieces. And as I did that, they became ways for me to really kind of find an oasis in the world of being kind of, as a journalist and traveling a lot and being in the business world and the stresses of life and so forth. These things became even more important to me, and I always used them as a way to kind of slow down and become reflective. And so the Piano Prayers CD, the concept actually came out of that feeling and also was able to get that from the people that heard the pieces, always said, well, this helps me relax and puts me in a nice state. And it kind of reminded me of the hymns that I grew up with in the Catholic Church. And really, a lot of it goes back to that. My original interest in music was very peaceful and meant to be refreshing and healing.
Awesome. Awesome stuff. So and of course, you know, this love of music, you know, just, you know, displays your passion and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you've also done some journalism and some mm-hmm. writing and some different things. And also, you know, as you were telling me, you know, before the show, you know, just it's a way for you to really also spread the love of the gospel through what
yes.
you do, what else you do.
Yep.
So maybe touch on that a little bit for me.
Yeah. Well. In the business world, I do a lot of consulting with some key business clients, and I help them with their internal communications, that is, their communications to employees and so forth. And in doing that, I need to coach people in how to communicate more effectively.
Right.
And the idea that's I keep coming back to that is really a great business concept is really following the golden rule, treating others as you would like to be treated, and really having a sense of service to others. I think that was something that I learned from my very earliest days in Catholic training. And so it comes back to me as really a good business principle, just as good writing principles will always help you to write clearly. And as good principles in writing music will help you to write a nice piece and to give it structure. So I just apply a lot of these principles in the work that I do now. And as a journalist throughout my life, I've always tried to write uplifting pieces that can help not only inform people but lift them a bit. And I think that all comes from this approach of serving others that I think is that the you know, that is central to Christian philosophy.
Yeah, exactly. You know, good. In fact, I was talking with my parents the other night over dinner, and we were talking, and I was saying that people don't realize that the, and I think you touched on it beautifully, is that people don't realize that good business practice is also good moral practice.
Absolutely. And when they slow the world down a little bit, which I ask people to do, you know, to get more reflective, or I'm asking them to be more prayerful.
Right.
If you become more reflective, then you'll be able to connect with God better. I don't preach in those terms because sometimes people get afraid of those in the business world, and you want to just use words like service and be kind to others and be helpful to others. But really, they are so solid, you know. And one of the things that I come across, I do some speaking on how to write more clearly and so forth. And one of the things that I use as a cornerstone is Mother Teresa's statement of we can't do any great things, but we can do small things with great love. And that is really the secret, I think, to business in the end.
Bingo. It truly is. And, you know, I'm not a businessman myself, but it makes a ton of sense.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you can do this task with great love or you can do this task with great focus, then you can accomplish many big things by taking all of these small little steps. You know, and you're right, but we can't, you know, if you go out and say, okay, we're going to move this entire, you know, mountain, you know, the only way you're going to do it is by doing it one, you know, piece at a time. And yeah, Christ has promised that mountain will eventually move, but right, there's a simpleness to it that says, hey, you know what, how are you going to do it? You're only going to do it by one person at a time.
Exactly. And you'd mentioned before about the simplicity of my music. It's something I really believe in, but it started in the way that, you know, I grew up not really studying music in a formal way, so I really didn't accumulate all this music theory and studies of notation and all that early on, but in the mere fact of enjoying doing this music, I was able to find my own style, which really meant that I had to keep it simple in the beginning because I couldn't read music very well. I couldn't really study the really complex pieces. So what I did is I played by ear pretty much and composed that way. But as you find a lot of the great composers, more popular composers, really had that ability. The Beatles had that. Some of the other big composers of pop music had that. But I think really even if you look at the great masters like Bach and Mozart in their spiritual music, there's a very beautiful through line to all of it. Like Jesu, Joy of Man's Desiring by Bach, one of my favorite pieces, is absolutely a very, very simple piece, and yet it has its complex parts to it, but basically you can follow that melody. It touches your heart. I think that says a lot about how God loves us. You know, we can grasp God's love, even though we cannot understand the complete depth of it.
Right.
It's like taking a picture in, you know, beautiful setting. We can capture some of the beauty, but to have all the beauty, you need to be out in the setting and the,
right,
in embracing it.
Exactly.
Prayer will get you to all that depth. And it can also strike you very simply, too. So that's kind of how the music, I think, has a little bit of both of that.
Yeah, it absolutely does. And, you know, I want to take just a second and listen to a little bit of it. We have two tracks I think we're going to feature today on the show, but you can listen to Terry's entire album on Patrick Hart Radio as well. It's interspersed throughout our talks and things, but Piano Prayers does play on our loop regularly. But I think we're going to play two tracks here. We can talk about maybe the first one.
Sure.
Is it there's Hope and Love. Hope and Love are the two that we're going to talk about.
I think Hope first.
Well, let's do Hope first. Do you have any little comments about Hope or anything before we get started?
Well, Hope is really one of my first complete pieces. Really dates back, long time.
Okay.
Way back into the previous century. Anyway, it's one of my first accomplished pieces. It's actually three pieces in one, written at three different times, which seem to blend together really well and complement each other. And it's based, there's a lot of ragtime music in it, because that was always the thing that I loved, but also folk music, and even a little bit of blues music in there. So,
oh, fantastic, fantastic. Let's take a listen to it. It's Hope by Terry Breen off Piano Prayers. Thank you. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. This is Young Catholics Respond. My guest here today is Terry Breen. He has his album, Piano Prayers, and you just listened to Hope off the album. Beautiful song, Terry. Just, you know, very simple, as we were talking about, a little bit joyous and beautiful, just beautiful music. Very reflective, as we were talking about. And of course, we can play a few more. I think we said we were going to play. Love was the other one.
The other one's called Love. It's a waltz tune, and I need to dedicate that to my fiance Bonnie, who has been a wonderful supporter. You know, as a musician, if you don't have an audience, you're in a little trouble. So she's been really one of my big supporters and very much a muse, you might say, who's inspired so many of my my tunes, and they always reflect my love for her and love in general, that the great gift we're given.
Yes, absolutely. So let's just take a little listen here. We'll listen to Love as well here. This is by Terry Breen. It's off his album Piano Prayers. Back here live on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. My guest today is Terry Breen. He has an album called Piano Prayers, and it is featured here on Patchwork Heart Radio. It's just very simple piano music that is beautiful. Don't hesitate if you have a question for him. Give us an email, info@patchworkheart.org. Or again, you can tweet us the Twitter at PWH Ministry, at PWH Ministry. So Terry, tell me a little bit about where this music comes from. Tell me just where this music comes from, you know?
Yes, Bill. I think in my earliest years, when I was maybe still in grade school, they were maybe a way for me to deal with having a romantic interest, you know, when you discover girls, you know, and you discover, you know, feelings of romantic love, and you don't know really what that's all about early on. Yeah. And I remember going to the piano and thinking, oh, you know, I need to pour out my, you know, my angst over not being able, not knowing how to talk with this young woman in class that I think is so beautiful, you know.
Yeah.
And so that stuck with me throughout the years, too. And so many of the tunes have come out of love songs, or sometimes I'll write a song. I also, you know, write songs and do singing and so forth, and, you know, perform them with guitar and such. But sometimes I'll take the same tune and work it out on the piano. Sometimes they'll just be standalone piano pieces. But so, but usually, you know, if I had to sum everything up, they come from a feeling of love in most cases. Now, another thing about music that I've discovered is they're also a way to transform grief, transform the suffering we feel in life, and sometimes anxiety, to turn our anxiety into a request to God. I think when we do sacred art like this, it's an appeal to God to help come in, and only God can heal us. So it's a way to ask for help in not only living through a tough time, but actually to maybe see the bright side of it, see the lesson we might have learned. And I think music has been a way for me to do that too. Trauma, you know, disappointment in life, and then in recent years, it's been sometimes I'll wake up with melodies. Where do they come from? And all I can think of is that in some ways I get this idea that they're maybe a dialogue with God. I don't know if that sounds too crazy, but it's almost when you know, when you go to God in prayer, sometimes you don't get an answer in words. It's just a feeling or this kind of sense of confidence, or just and you walk away saying, I don't know what happened there necessarily, but I'm better able to be peaceful about life and accepting, and still have love in my life.
Yes, I think, you know, that's a human reaction to, you know, emotions are a very important part of our spiritual life. I think a lot of times, especially in modern day Catholicism, you know, save for the charismatic movement, because we're like one large emotion. But the but, you know, I think a lot of times we view the church and our brothers and sisters in the Protestant, traditions view the church as wrongly, as something that is unemotional. It's just very sterile. Mm-hmm, it's very right. And I think at times, you know, we have to get away from that because God created us with emotions. We have emotions. We are emotional beings. We react to things. And that is one of the very first things we were talking about Genesis earlier. It's one of the very first things that he says, is that we're made in his image and likeness. Well, the likeness, guess what? I hate to tell you, but it includes emotions. Emotions of joy, peace, patience, laughter, excitement. You know, those are the things that life is all about. And when we have those emotions, we can bring that out in our prayer. You know, sometimes, as you said, God doesn't go, hello, now we're going to have you do this, Terry. I mean, that, you know, I mean, it doesn't necessarily do that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I can count on one hand the number of times that God has said, Bill, go do that. You know what I mean? But that's what's nice about this album, is that the prayer, you know, it's called Piano Prayers for a reason, because there's prayer to it that is emotional, and it's simple emotions. It's not there's not this complex feeling or anything that you're going to get from this album. It's just very simple, and it's very reflective. It can be used perfectly for so many different venues, whether it's meditation or whether it's gathering music, or you're looking to, you know, it's a fantastic album in that regard. I want to make sure that we get it out, you know, to our listeners as well. You know, of course, they can listen to it here, in between the talks and things on Patchwork Heart Radio. But how else can they get a hold of the album,
Well, it's on iTunes. You can download the whole album. You can also find it on, it's really all over the place on, not just on iTunes, but all the other delivery systems on online.
Fantastic, yep. Fantastic.
So and just search it out, you know.
Yeah, right, just search it out. It's Terry, B-R-E-E-N, Terry Breen, and then it's just Piano Prayers, and that's you know, very easy. I think you also have a website. It's terrybreen.com, right?
Yes, they can go there and get samples of – I also have some additional piano music and also my some of my songs, so they can always go to my website, go to the music samples section of my website, and explore there. There's also some very peaceful songs there as well, and fun songs too.
Yeah, there's and of course you have a interesting website and story, and I've checked it out, and it's very interesting and fun to go on your website. You got the Twitter as well, so I think it's
yes.
Terry Breen, at Terry Breen. It's pretty easy to get to that as well. So, you know, people can contact you and learn more about you and your story and what you're doing. I mean, really, for the business world and the church, you know, it's sort of an underground type of ministry what you're doing, mm-hmm. by using – and I just find that so interesting because, you know – we need more of that. We need more of creating people, actually forming consciences within the business world. You know, I mm-hmm. think that's one of the biggest things we need to do as Catholics. And you know, I maybe you can highlight this for me just a little
sure.
bit. You know, when I see I work full time in the church. So
yeah, yes.
So for me, you know, Jesus. I'm not saying he's always present, but he's. But it's the main topic of thought for my, you know, work week.
mm-hmm. Yep, absolutely.
But when I talk to somebody like yourself or even my mom or dad who or my friends who are not in the church work, they're mm-hmm. not in doing youth ministry or they're mm-hmm. not doing parish ministry.
Mm-hmm.
They go, how do you live your faith mm-hmm. in that in that secular world, secularized world? I mean, of course, you're doing it. You're doing that speaking. You're doing the motivational stuff to make that happen, whether you know, a little bit underground, you know, sneaking mm-hmm. it in there. But mm-hmm. but how have you seen that in your career as, you know, writer, you know, journalist, all that? How do you see that, you know, grow?
Well, I think it's reminding people that their most valuable moments in life are always related to love and service to others. And I try to get across this idea that I learned as a journalist. When you're in the hubbub of you're working against deadlines, you're amassing a lot of facts, pulling a lot of things together, you're working in a fast-paced environment, somehow you need to find a center of calm in order to do that. You need to focus. And as I was always presented with those challenges early on in my life, I was reminded of being in church, praying, my prayer life. So I would actually go into a prayer-like state at work, a quick prayer, you know, mm-hmm. help me, Jesus.
Yeah, yeah.
Help me, you know, have the calm. Help me to, you know, stay on track with this. And one of the things throughout my life that, you know, you think as young people – you know, learning the parables, learning the gospel. What are these stories going to really mean to me later? You know, it's important to learn them. Why am I learning them?
Yeah.
Well, in my case, there's certain ones that have come back to me over and over as almost like little tunes that keep coming up in my life. And one of them, my favorite one overall, is probably the storm on the Sea of Galilee. I think that says so much about our modern life. As well, it's a, you know, timeless story, of course, but the whole scene of being in a boat in a storm, and being anxious and so forth, and then you know Jesus being there to say, well, you know, where's your faith? I mean, haven't we been talking about prayer? Haven't we been talking yeah. about the Father? Or why are you really worried here? I'm just kind of surprised.
Right.
And you know, I bring that story up with people. I say, are you familiar with the Bible? Bring that story up. And I don't want to get too preachy. But anyway, I think that story sums up so much of what people face in the business world. They're in a tumultuous situation, and yet if they can just find the peace within themselves through prayer and through faith, then that can help them. So I say, take a breather. You know, you might want to go out, focus, you know, get peaceful,
right.
Because you can't really operate well in an anxious frame of mind. When you get more peaceful, you start thinking of the people you're serving. If you're a writer, you're serving your readers. And so what is important to my readers here, and that will help inform what you do and help you do a more loving job. Because really, love is it all is the basis all. If you keep turning back to how can I do this in a loving way, you know, you'll get your answer. You'll get the good result.
That's exactly right. And when you were talking, I was just struck by this verse. It's sort of coming back to me here this week and in my life. And the verse is John chapter 16, and it says John chapter 16. It's verse 33. And you know, we're talking about the boat story and you know, Jesus going out on the boat. But this is just a beautiful verse, and I love it because it highlights you know exactly what you're talking about, how the world is always going to be insane.
It's always going to
be insane. But take joy because Christ has overcome the world, and that's the verse. It's John chapter 16, verse 33, and he says, "I have told you this so that you might have peace in me. In the world you will have trouble, but take courage. I have conquered the world." I mean, Christ has conquered the world. We have that understanding of him being the Savior and conqueror and redeemer. So, you know, whatever situations we're caught in a daily life, whatever situations we're caught in, we try and, you know, move through that in a way that is peaceful and patient, but we have to have Christ at the center of our life. Of course, Mass every Sunday is something that is, you know, that I drive home to every student and every person that I meet because, you know, as you say, you have to have that center, and the Eucharist has to be that center. Once you put God and the Eucharist at your center, everything else will work out. You know, I mean, everything else in life works out once the Eucharist is your center, whether it's daily Mass. I mean, you know, a lot of people don't take advantage of that daily Mass that we can celebrate every single day at parishes. A lot of times it's early enough before you get to work. Just take that, you know, and the other thing is, you know, read Jesus your shopping list. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I've said that many times to different people. They're like, "What?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "Take 5 minutes in the church before you go to work or after you get home from work, and read Jesus your shopping list.
That's
tell
a good
him
way to put it.
You know, tell him that you're going to, you know, whatever it is. You know, that I'm going to go pick up apples at the supermarket. It's okay. He loves you enough to hear that you want to go pick up apples at the supermarket. It doesn't have to be this huge prayer. It's very simple." You know, just like your music is very simple. It's very simple. Hey, Jesus, this is what I'm feeling. This is what I need. This is why I love you. You know, you watch. You know, you see your little kindergarten, kid or son or whatever, and you know, just since beaming joy because he's has his innocence and all that stuff. Tell him thank you for encountering that little moment with your son or your daughter, with even a stranger that you may see in Walmart with tugging behind the shopping cart. These are those little moments that I think, if I'm getting it correctly, when you take those moments and you take that breath, it doesn't have to be a long breath. I mean, yeah, we have things to do and we have deadlines to meet, and we know that as journalists and business people, that these are the things we have to get done. But it's okay every once in a while to smile at somebody when you're in the supermarket. Like, it's okay to drink that moment in. Otherwise, what is it? It's, it can...
Well, if you're in not... prayer is about reminds me, anyway, about living in the moment. If we're in the supermarket and we're thinking a million miles down the road or what we're going to do later and all this kind of stuff, we're not mindful of what we're doing. I mean, we could run over somebody with the shopping cart,
That's right.
If we're standing... one thing to do, you're standing in line instead of fidgeting and worrying, is take time and say a prayer. Get reflective. I mean, just thank God for something. Thank you that I have the money to buy this food here today. Thank you for allowing me to be prosperous to
right.
be here. I mean, there's some, and then the line's going to move quickly. I mean,
That's
in a way. I mean, or you'll forget about the fact that you're, you know, because, you know, anyway.
That's exactly right.
And
you've got
the music reminds me of that, too, because if you're playing the piano, you have to be mindful to execute, you know, to actually play the instrument well, you really need to lose yourself in the moment and have that prayerful kind of state. You know, one thing you said, I'll just throw it out. We were talking earlier about maybe some of these mysterious melodies that come to me are a form of God talking to me. That sounds maybe a little whacked out, but
no, it's not.
But maybe, and I just had this idea here that it's God telling me, because I've had challenges with this whole thing of running ahead of, you know, not being living in the moment. Terry, keep it simple, keep it loving, you know, keep it, maybe that's one way that God is speaking to me, and I hear it through the music, and people then hear the music, and they say, oh my gosh, you know, you've captured something pretty, and it's yet I can take it in right away. How did you do that? And I go, well, I really don't know. It's not me, really. You know, I'm just putting it in a package. You know, I'm getting these messages, you know, from God. And what are the messages? Well, it's be loving, be simple.
Yeah, it really is. It's be loving, be simple,
be childlike too.
Yeah,
you know, the old story of, you know, we must be like a child to
enter the kingdom.
Yeah.
What a novel idea. I think people, you know, get wrapped up. So, you know, if you're wrapped up in the world, really take heart in this conversation we're having here, because it's something that I believe, you know, we can get, you know, so wrapped up, and take a deep breath. And that, I think, really is what Terry's saying here. Just take a deep breath.
And I had to have it pounded into me many, many, many times in my life for not taking a deep breath. And maybe the Holy Spirit finally said to me, well, this is your way of being reminded of that, or a real good way. You know, the other great prayers of the church, the Eucharist, all the great stuff. Benediction was always one of my favorite places to take it in. All Saints Day is coming up. It's always one of my favorite meditations, just to go to hear the Litany of the Saints and such.
Yes. Oh, my gosh,
but
yeah.
Anyway, there's so many great prayers, but this could be another one. You know, I mean, this in your own life, maybe it's painting, maybe it's, it doesn't have to be the arts. It could be service to others. You can make that an art. Like, you can make that a wonderful thing.
Yeah,
Mother
absolutely.
Teresa used to tell people, it was the great story. The plumber came to, a plumber came to her and said, Mother Teresa, you're doing so many great things. How can I be like you? And she said, well, what do you do for a living? I'm a plumber. She said, be the best plumber you can be. Be the most loving plumber you can be in every moment. And he said, is that all? She said, well, isn't that a lot? You know, isn't that's what I do. I just do my thing the same way. It's the small things, maybe being great, but the point is they're great in and of themselves if you do them with love,
truth. It is the truth. It's great thing, you know, or little things with great love. Little things with great love is the secret to this entire operation of life. And I think it's just a great lesson. I think we want to play one more song, correct, today?
Yeah. Forgiveness. It's called Forgiveness. It's I think one of my more hymn-like ones.
Okay. We got Forgiveness? Yeah, we have Forgiveness. It's fine. No, we have the whole album. We have the whole album here. Terry, you're so generous and have given us the opportunity to play that album.
I want to thank you, Bill. You know, one of my tunes here is Gratitude, but as I was telling Bill earlier, I kind of met Bill out of the blue, having this opportunity to think about my music, I've gotten so grateful in the last couple days, just thinking about what I might be talking about here. It's been such a wonderful gift to have this throughout my life, that I've had a chance to reflect on that and how important it is to say a prayer of gratitude all the time. If you can't think of anything else to pray about, if you're anxious, say a prayer of gratitude. Start counting your blessings, and believe me, that anxiety is going to lift.
Of course it will. Absolutely.
Here we go. Forgiveness. Need to forgive yourself as God forgives us if our heart wants to change. You know, and so that's kind of the feeling here.
All righty.
Thank you.
ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back here on Patchwork Heart Radio, Radio for the Catholic Heart. This is Young Catholics Respond. I'm your host, Bill Snyder. And my guest here is Terry Breen. Terry has an album here featured on our radio station called Piano Prayers. You can check it out on the iTunes store and also his website, terrybreen.com. But I'll bring Terry back in here just for another minute, and we'll just chat maybe a little bit more about how he's hopefully going to reach out here and to do some stuff with young people. You know, our show is called Young Catholics Respond, so
yes, I
figure
I want to stay on point.
No, it's okay. Anyway, but anyway, just what are some of your ideas maybe for reaching the youth with this message of just simple prayer? I think it's a very important thing. Simple prayer, simplicity through music. You know, because teens are worried. You know, the world, you know, has got them just so crazed about so crazed about many things. They're all worried about being, you know, having the status or having the latest iPhone or having, you know, and I think this message of simple prayer is something that can be used for teens and for young adults too, because young adults get out in the, you know, me being one, getting out in the world, and we're like, oh my gosh, we're gonna do this, slow down, take a deep breath. So, you have any ideas? Maybe, you know, I mean, I know you want to try and get into it a little bit, but any ideas possibly that you have about jumping in head first?
Yeah, well, I think the same thing that adults go through in the business world. Young people are experiencing, there's a lot of pressure from the media, but you need to realize that there's pressure coming at you from every vantage point, but it may not be valid, it may not be good for you. I think the message that I want to give out is that you find the peaceful oasis through prayer, and if you have an artistic interest, this is a real good way to do it. I was always fascinated by music. I was always doing it one way, shape, or form. But if you have that way to express yourself, and I think it's important to do that, it's a gift that we have. It's a helpful gift in the world. Whatever your talents are, is to, you know, go talk to your priest. Go talk to one of your teachers. If you're saying, you know, I want to play the piano, I want to do guitar, I want to draw, I just don't know how to do it, I have these great ideas, really ask somebody that you really trust and who can give you a loving bit of guidance on that. I was able to do that, maybe not until I got into college, so it may have helped me a little bit more early on, but in any case, it's good to get that going, and that would be the message. I'd like to get out and work with younger people as well to share my story and encourage them to do that. But that's really the main thing I would want to encourage them to do. Speak up, enjoy it, do it with your friends. You know, it's better to do that than to act out, get upset, you know, turn to substances, those types of things. That's a nowhere, you know, that's a nowhere trip. That's an absolutely the wrong way to go. That hinders your prayer life. That hinders your connection with God. That is not a way to express yourself. It's not a way to relax. It's not a way to be cool. That's absolutely it. I know. I've been there. I've made mistakes myself in that way in college and so forth.
Amen.
And music is one of the things that brought me out of it. My prayer life brought me out of it. The loving people around me, spiritual friends, brought me out of it.
Yes, awesome stuff, awesome stuff. Again, this is Terry Breen, and we're just talking, wrapping up the show here on Young Catholics Respond today. So thank you so much, Terry, for joining us, and best of luck with all of your ministry. Your album is fantastic. Again, we encourage listeners to take a listen to the album and purchase it either on Terry's website, terrybreen.com, TerryBreen.com, or you can download it on iTunes, the iTunes Music Store. So thank you so much again, Terry, for joining me today.
Thank you, Bill.